We'll check sports right now, and that means we'll bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, how did we do, first of all, very quickly on our NFL picks?
Over the weekend, we both went 2-1.
All right, so 2-1.
You had Seattle who won, Carolina lost, and the Rams won. I had the Jets, Minnesota won, and Chicago screwed the pooch in L.A.
Yeah.
In Miami, rather.
Yeah. All right.
So you're 15-13-1. And I'm 19-10.
15-13-1, about what the NFL is. Okay. I'm picking Green Bay tonight.
You have to.
Yeah. So we get that out of the way quick. All right, well, Boston had a must-win situation last night, and they came up with a must-win.
Yeah, Cole came up bad last night for Houston. He had nothing, struggled for the whole game, gave up 5 runs. I shut it off at 10 o'clock. I went to sleep when the Houston catcher gave his second impression of Gary Sanchez with the ball going through his legs. He gave them 2 runs on passed balls last night. And you look at the score, the difference was 2 runs. Cole had nothing. Price had nothing. But Cole was a little worse than Price last night. Bad thing for the Red Sox, though. Kimbrel came in last night and got hit around again.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they had a 3-run lead because he gave up a run. So the Red Sox tie it up, head down to Houston. I still think Houston wins in 5.
I think you're right. The Red Sox are not going to match up with them over a 7-game series. Just not going to happen. If they do, they'll lose like the Yankees lost. But that's
Houston can't play much worse than they played yesterday, and they only lost by 2 runs in Boston. Now they're going home where they're a much better team, and I expect them to win.
All right.
Porcello's their key. If Porcello has to win Game 3 for them to have a chance.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
I'm staying with baseball. Milwaukee and Dodgers are tied. They tee it up again tonight back in L.A. And once again, Houston's getting screwed again. They play tomorrow night, but they play Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Just don't understand that, yeah.
I don't get it.
They're the defending champions.
TBS has 2 channels. They have TBS and TNT. You can't show them both at the same time, yeah. Or make the Dodger game start at 7 o'clock out in L.A.
Yeah,
Let them people get to see a night game instead of having to start a game at 5 o'clock for them so the East Coast can see it. Let them have a game at 10:30. I don't understand it. How the Red Sox and the Astros can't be prime time, I don't get it.
Especially seeing as the Astros are the defending world champions.
They're the champs, and the games are in L.A. now.
Yeah.
It's just as much as an inconvenience for them playing at 8 o'clock our time as it is for the Astros to play 5 o'clock our time. And actually, when they play 5 o'clock our time in Houston, it's 4 o'clock in Houston. Every year after year, I don't understand what Major League Baseball does with this.
All right, now I want to remind you now that a story that I don't want you to miss, that the U.S. Women's U.S. Women's Soccer Team has qualified for the World Cup.
Oh, boy, just made my day.
I did not want you to miss that story.
That just made my day.
So now you can follow that.
I was thinking of jumping off the roof today, but that just made me want to live a little longer.
I'm glad.
Oh, my God. The Women's World Cup.
Yes.
Who watches that?
Soccer fans, they do. They're, soccer fans are kind of like... hockey fans.
No. They're not like hockey fans.
They'll watch soccer. It doesn't
they're
matter.
They're not like hockey fans.
Then they're like football fans. They'll watch football. But they'll watch soccer. If soccer's on and it's a high quality of soccer, they'll watch it. It's very simple. That's why it's all over the TV. Soccer's on more TV than any other sport other than baseball.
Not on my TV.
I understand that all too well. All right, where else are we going sports now? Not much, really.
I don't know.
It's not college football. The weekend of upsets, I mean, unbelievable. Four of the top 10 teams lost.
Really?
Yeah. I guess there's one week in the schedule that always happens, it seems, every year. The only one that keeps
rolling. My wife used to call it dog week, but that was for the NFL. Yeah, Georgia got beat up by 20 points to LSU. That was a big one.
Georgia,
Notre Dame should have lost to Pittsburgh, but didn't. What else we got here? Penn State got beat by Michigan State. Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Yeah, and
Miami got beat by Virginia.
Yeah, it was a shakeup. There was a lot of good close games. A lot of good close games. I didn't watch the Monday Night Football game. I guess the kid came back okay after being far behind, but I didn't watch Monday Night Football. I mean, Sunday Night Football. I just did.
Yeah, it was 83 points scored in it, and. New England kicked the field goal with no time on the clock to win 43-40.
And they were down, I think it was 20-something-7, like at halftime, Kansas City. So
they were down 24-9.
Yeah, at
but
halftime.
Then they scored 17 points in the third quarter to get themselves back in it.
Yeah, the kid's the real thing. As long as he stays injury-free, he seems to be the real thing.
He had 352 yards. He threw two picks last night. But he still had 350 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah,
Brady only had one touchdown.
Yeah, but Brady's Brady.
Brady's Brady.
Brady's Brady. That's all you
Brady
can say.
Brady wins.
That's it. Hey, Brady wins. That's all you can say. There's certain names, quarterback names, that you can throw around where they always find a way to win. Brady, Montana, Bart Starr. Who else do you want to talk? I mean, there's
Favre.
Yeah, Mark, Brett Favre, they just always seem to find a way to win. Oh, Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, they just developed into people that found ways to win.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Speaking of winning, the Devils are 3-0.
Wow.
Yeah, and they only gave up 4 goals in 3 games, which is a huge number.
Now, are the Rangers still in the league?
Yep, they're in the league. If all you got to do is look to the bottom of the standings, and you'll find the Rangers.
Right.
1-4.
1-4.
1-4.
And requiring more.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
you know, they got their coach. Huh.
What's his name?
There you go. You know what? For $586 million, I couldn't tell you who their coach was.
I know. That's amazing.
That's the amount of the big game or big ball or whatever the heck it is. Yeah, I couldn't tell you for $586 million who their coach is, and I follow hockey.
Hey, Mike, are you on Amazon Prime?
No.
There is a great, great baseball thing. It's called a show called 14 Back, the year the Yankees and the Red Sox had that playoff game.
Why would I want to watch that?
Because it is not. It is based on both the Boston and New York view, and I'll tell you what, as a Yankee fan, it opened my eyes to, it was known as the Bronx Zoo. Well, Mike, it'll open up your eyes. Wait till you hear some of the Yankee players talk about Billy Martin.
Oh, they hate him. They hated him.
It was unbelievable.
They hated him. If they could throw him in front of the four train coming across the tracks up there at 161st Street, they probably would have done it.
When it was announced at Old Timers Day after Billy Martin had resigned, that Billy Martin was going to come back and coach in a year, the players, 2-1, all just went crazy. They couldn't believe it.
Really?
That's where, what's his name? The reliever came up with the term.
Sparky Lyle?
Yeah, the Bronx Zoo. You know,
hey, you know what? Imagine Billy Martin running a team today. They'd set him on fire in the dugout.
That's exactly right.
The prima donnas they got playing today.
Oh, gosh. Because these guys were hardened, grizzled veterans. Now, Bruce Gossage was just funny talking about it. He was just unbelievable.
That sounds like it's a pretty good show. I wish I could see it.
It is. The Red Sox, the way they talk about it, really is amazing about the rivalry. It really is a good show. And it's well-balanced. It's not just...
It was a rivalry.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
No.
Like, when you watched the series last weekend, the guys on first base, and they're talking with each other, and... You know, they're ribbing each other, throwing a little bit, poking each other with an elbow and stuff. You never seen that when it was back in the day.
No, here's a great story.
They'd be rolling on the ground.
Here's a great story. Remember, Mike Torres went from the Yankees to the Red Sox.
Yep.
Okay. First game of the year, first Red Sox-Yankee game of the next year. Torres goes over and starts talking to the Yankees, you know, that he played with.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back over, and Carlton Fisk comes to him and says, we don't talk to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the way it was.
And Torres says, I didn't say a word. I understood it. We don't talk to the Yankees.
They didn't toast marshmallows and sing Kumbaya together. It wasn't the way. They hated each other.
And Carl Fisk went right over to him and said, we don't talk to the Yankees here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it was. So imagine what they said to Torres when he gave up that home run to Dent.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, gosh. It's.
I bet you it wasn't happy birthday.
No, but 14 back. It really is a great Sports Illustrated produced it. It really is very, very, very good.
I remember it well. Mm-hmm. I remember it well. I was at one of the games. I was at a Friday night game when Tiant pitched against the Yankees. I think it might have been Tiant against Guidry. And you know Tiant lost, so.
Amazing.
But it was. And let me tell you, I sat in the upper deck in right field behind the foul pole. It was the Bronx Zoo up there,
oh,
boy.
No, that's another thing that both teams talked about. As many fights as there were on the field when the Red Sox and the Yankees played, the mm-hmm. fights in the stands were unbelievable.
Oh, we got in one. I was 17. I went with my two cousins who were younger than me and my uncle, who was a pretty big guy. And there was guys around us, and what they did was they used to get the mustard packets and put it on cups when they finished drinking beer and throw it at people. And they were dropping F-bombs and whatnot. And this was 1978.
Yeah.
So my uncle turned around to him and said, hey, if it was just me and my nephew, I wouldn't care what you're saying, but I got my 10-year-old daughter with me. They said to my uncle, F you. My uncle turned around, grabbed him by the collar and the seat of his pants and threw him down the stairs in Yankee Stadium. Got the other guy, put him on the ground. You know what happened, though, to the Yankee security? I give them credit back then because they ain't like this now. They threw those two guys out, and we stayed in the game.
Yeah. It was the Bronx Zoo. It was unbelievable.
It was hell up there.
It was great. I'm glad I covered it. I covered it out of Kingston, New York. I covered it, and I was in the radio booth in those days.
Yeah, you were safe in Kingston.
We went down to almost out of the 82 home games. We went down to almost 45 home games that year.
Wow!
And we were in the press box and everything. We got to know Bill White and Rizzuto and Frank Messer really well. It was kind of cool.
That was a good year to be there.
Oh, it was unbelievable! It was unbelievable. That's all I can say.
If you're a Yankee fan, that's one of your marquee seasons.
Absolutely. And Dan Reinhart and I went down there to all those games.
that was an experience. That was quite a season.
Unbelievable. Hey, okay, there, buddy. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports.